Right now, we bring to these microphones David James. David James Reports is a part of our website operation. We want you to hear issues discussed that the body of Christ needs to understand and have a biblical basis for understanding as well. On my homepage of my website, prophecytoday.com, on the right-hand column, scroll down, you'll see the icon for David James Reports. And we bring now David James to these microphones with yet another report. And I have to say it tongue-in-cheek, another movie review. We've talked about several movies over this last year. In fact, Hollywood's Year of the Bible, the Noah story, Son of God, Heaven is for Real, Exodus, which is coming out in December. But yet another movie came out this week, and this is one that maybe we've already had an opportunity to see. There were several previous productions of something like this. David, it's the Left Behind series, and I understand you went to see the movie last evening.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. Good to be with you again. Yeah, I did. I went actually to the first showing in our area. In fact, I think from what I've seen even on the internet, the actual release date is today. But I went to see it last night. And yeah, it's based on the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins.
Well, was it a large turnout? I mean, all the others have been played up very much so promotion-wise across the internet, across the social media, across television. What about the Left Behind series there in your area? Large turnout?
Well, maybe it was because it was the day before the official release. It was the first showing, 7 o'clock. The theater that I was in had about, I'm guessing I counted about 250 seats. There were only 5 other people in that theater besides me.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this means. I don't know if this pertains. I don't know if it didn't get do enough in the previews on the television or whatever, but this is not anything compared to what the others have seen on their openings.
Well, a previous Left Behind movie with Kirk Cameron was out. Did you know anything about that? How was it accepted?
Yes, it came out. That was in 2000, I think. I think it was fairly well received, at least initially. Sometimes these movies get an initial boost and then they drop off pretty quickly, and I think that probably happened with that one as well. And then there were a couple of additional movies, but those were direct-to-video that were further, you know, carried the series further.
Were you able to see that Kirk Cameron movie? And by the way, did you read Tim LaHaye's books, Left Behind?
I did see the Kirk Cameron movie after it was on video. I did not see the other two. The original series of books, there were 12 in that series, I think. I think I got up to 7. To be honest with you, you know, and we can talk about this in a minute or so, but I'm not a big fan of Christian fiction. But this was somewhat interesting, but they just dragged this out. I quit about book 7.
Well, if there were 12 books in the series, you got to book 7. What about the movie? Did it cover all of these previous books?
Well, no, it didn't. In fact, I took a look at the first book in the series and to try to figure out how much this movie actually covered. Believe it or not, it only covers about the first 2 chapters of the first book in a 12-book series. So it basically covers through the first day, not even that. I tried to figure it out. It looked like about maybe 18 hours of the day of the rapture that it covered.
Wow. Overall impression of the movie, David, would you recommend it maybe to take an unsaved friend to see it?
Well, Jimmy, you know, I hate to be a literary or movie critic, and that's not my forte, but to be honest with you, as I sat there and went through that, watched that movie, I found myself almost becoming angry. It was so bad. For several reasons. One, I think it was poorly done and reflected badly on Christians and even what we're, you know, trying to get this the story of the truth out. There were even a few stereotypes in there. For example, there was a movie, or there was a woman in the mall who came up to a character and she starts spouting off things about Matthew 24. It was just a stereotypical thing, you know, and the movie kind of had 2 parts, and this is probably going to sound bad, but to be honest with you, the first part of the movie, I would just say, was a poorly done girl movie. seriously. That's just the way it went. And then when the rapture occurred, then it kind of turned into a thriller or an action movie, but it was so poorly done, so the dialogue was so hokey. There's no way that I would take an unsaved person to it. It was just so bad. And you know what concerned me too is even this idea of the rapture. It kind of became just a prop for the whole movie. I mean, the movie was basically about how people are coping with the rapture, but the long-term implications, the tribulation, yeah, it was referred to, this is going to go on for 7 years and get worse, but it was just so, in my view, this is one man's opinion, it was really bad.
Well, could anybody learn anything from the movie, for say, about the rapture or the Bible or becoming a Christian after seeing the movie?
Absolutely not. As I said, the rapture was basically a prop for the whole movie. It just gave them a reason to produce an action flick. As far as in the movie, yeah, there was a little bit of a quote of the Bible in Matthew 24 by this woman who almost comes off somewhat crazy. There is a screenshot of the John 3:16 reference on the face of a watch of somebody who was left behind. And then at the end of the movie, after everything was over, a passage in Mark comes up. There's no mention of Jesus Christ. There's no mention for the reason for the rapture, except a pastor who was left behind said, well, it's because people weren't ready and Jesus, and they were taken to heaven to protect them from what's coming. But some people have said that Noah was the most unbiblical Bible movie you could make. Well, I think they've just about surpassed it here. It's just not a Christian movie.
You know, I can remember during the 18 years that I was co-teacher on Day of Discovery television program, a Ministry of Radio Bible class, with Mart D. Hahn. And Mart and I became such good friends during that time of teaching on television from the actual biblical locations of the report from God's Word we were teaching. During that time, many people started writing. This is the time when LaHaye started writing these books, he and Jenkins, Jerry Jenkins. And so I thought maybe I ought to write a novel, a fictional novel of some type. Well, I went to Martin. I said, what do you think about that? He said, do not do that. He said, these guys can take such literary license, they're not going to be able to really get any biblical truth into their books. Now, it seems like the movies and the books that are coming out now, fictional books and movies, are the same thing. That we're not getting our theology in there. Your thoughts about fictional books or movies like this, can they be any good at all?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not a big fan for several reasons. I'm not discounting that God can use anything, and I'm sure that there have been probably people saved through various things, especially depending on how faithful they were to the Word of God and how accurate they were. But one of the things I've said many, many times about fiction Christian books or Christian fiction books is that you have really one of two possibilities. One is that it's either fictional theology, which is heresy, or it's theological fiction, meaning that they're communicating theology just using fiction as a framework. So if you don't have your theology right and you incorporate that into the book, and then it takes you on to speculation and all kinds of things, and because especially those who don't know the Bible, they won't know where the truth ends and, you know, where the fiction ends and the truth begins or vice versa. And then when you take movies, you know, to have this, an entire movie, almost 2-hour movie, of almost nothing about the Bible, nothing about Jesus, nothing about the Scripture, take one specific truth and then build an action movie around it. I just have terrible concerns. And, you know, even when you talk about Jesus, let's say you have somebody portraying Jesus, they create a movie, and that's been done many times. In the Bible, we look at what Jesus said, and we focus on that specifically. But when it's done in a movie, that means they have to interpret the tone of voice, the attitude, the emotion, and you can get all kinds of different interpretations that put all kinds of different spins on the Scripture itself just on the way a line is read in a movie.
Well, I kind of get right in lockstep with you as it relates to fictional movies or books. People are just not going to get the truth of God's word. You don't get Bible doctrine from fictional movies or books. And so I would agree with that. But in addition to that, I think that this movie doesn't even give you an opportunity. I can say that around the world, as Judy and I have traveled, we've seen people that would be involved in reading the Left Behind series. People would talk to me at conferences, and at least that fiction in the Left Behind series gave them a look at Bible prophecy and may have encouraged them to get into more of Bible prophecy. The movie did not do that, did it?
No, it didn't, and I agree with you, Jimmy. There was some value in the book, and Tim LaHaye's a good prophecy teacher, and Jerry Jenkins did a good job of helping put that together, and there was truth in there, and enough truth that if you read it and were serious about it, you would go to the Bible, you could be saved based upon the gospel presentation in the book. But again, at what point do all the negatives outweigh the positives? And I'm not out to slam Tim LaHaye or Jerry Jenkins or the effectiveness. Praise the Lord for whatever he uses to bring people to himself. But we've just always got to go back to the Bible.
That seems to be our bottom line all the time. Go back to the Bible. Do that briefly with us. Tell us what's in the future. There is a rapture coming, but what follows?
Well, the rapture is when everybody living and dead who has been a believer in Christ will be caught up to meet him in the clouds, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we know that from there. And then based upon the book of Daniel chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 24, and then the rest, Revelation chapter 4 and following, there's coming a time of 7 years of tribulation and terrible cataclysmic events such as the world has never seen. There will be wars, there will be famines, there will be cataclysms in nature, the seas and the waters will turn to blood, there will be 100-pound hailstones, there's going to be all sorts of judgment against the earth as God brings judgment against people who have turned against him, who have worshipped the created thing and themselves more than the Creator. He's going to judge Satan, who is going to empower a world leader, who is going to turn the world upside down, and this is going to happen in a period of 7 years, and at the end of that 7 years, Jesus Christ himself is going to come to the earth, touch down on the Mount of Olives, and then the final judgments will begin to play out prior to him setting up a millennial kingdom of 1,000 years on the earth, where he will bring restoration and blessing as Jesus Christ rules as the Son of David in Jerusalem in the Holy of Holies in the new temple.
And folks, that is not fiction. That's absolute truth from God's holy word. David, thank you again. There you are doing the research. I'm grateful for you being able to do that. I'm glad I can give you an opportunity to get these thoughts out to the body of Christ. Appreciate it. We'll have another issue next week. Looking forward to that.
See you then, Jimmy.